Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. An early version, the second of four for me as I land in Pittsburgh, on to Philadelphia, back into Pittsburgh, and then down with the Pens and the Kings tonight. And as we launch this thing, next week we'll be on regular scheduled time, 8:30 Eastern time, 5:30 Pacific with WrestleTalk. But right now, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Got Ralph Williams, got Smoking Jim Frazier back. He's out there in Pittsburgh along with Bubba Brewer now in here. So we've got the quartet. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/ Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to the podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. As I give it over to you, Ralph, and then you can give it over to Smoking Jim and Bubba, I'll be back in at the 5:10 mark your time, 2:10 Pacific, as I get these callers. Tell everybody how you're feeling, how you're doing, and how they can get a hold of you as you guys take it away on a Thursday afternoon.
All right, everybody. It's great to be here today. It's an afternoon show today. We'll be back on our regular schedule next week. So Bubba, Smoking Jim, and myself, Ralph Williams, and Mark Mancini, WrestleTalk, 347-205-9631. We already have 110 people on, and we're getting ready to, okay, it looks like our show is being moved to, or we're going to be 8:30 next week, 8:30, and we're now up to 145 listeners here on WrestleTalk. I can be reached at ralphwilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, YouTube. I have my own YouTube channel and also on Twitter X platform and also on LinkedIn and also Tuesdays, Beaver County Radio, 99.3 FM and 1230 AM. Also live on Beaver County Radio's Facebook page and YouTube channel and also www.rwmedia.org. You can also reach me. This show is sponsored by Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports, Mancini Media, South Florida Tribune, ASAP Sports, TGI Sports, and our new sponsor, CRSMmedia.com. All right, Bubba, it's great to have you on. How are you today, Bubba?
I'm doing real good, Ralph. How are you guys doing today?
All right, good. Give us your information, and then we'll move on to Smoking Jim and get this show started.
Well, everybody can contact me at the Triple B Experience on Facebook. We have our own YouTube channel. You can subscribe to listen to Steelers, Pulp Culture, and Wrestling Picks. And you can get a hold of me at the TripleB77.official@gmail.com.
All right, Smoking Jim, hello. How are you today? We missed you last week. How's everything?
Thanks, Ralph. Doing good. Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
All right. Our studio sponsor is First Line Consulting Services Studios, 1-877-926-6982. Give them a call today. If you need a website, they will not only put your do your website for you, they will also manage it and put all your music and everything on it for one low monthly price as well. All right. Okay. All right. Real quick here. Jack from Cheyenne, Wyoming says, hey, guys, Sami Zayn is a stiff watch. Is a stiff watch out heel turn coming for Drew McIntyre, and he said he's going to Survivor Series. That's Jack from Cheyenne, Wyoming. We're up to 201 right now as far as people listening. All right, we have our wrestling segments coming up here right now. The first one, we're going to do NWA Impact and ROH, and that is brought to you today by Sleep Pittsburgh. Call Sleep Pittsburgh today, 412-462-7858. Sleep Pittsburgh is on 8th Avenue in Homestead, Pennsylvania, right outside of Pittsburgh, along the Mon Valley. When you stop at Sleep Pittsburgh, check out their inventory. They have mattresses. If you need a mattress, you need a lift chair for a handicapped person, a lift recliner. Do you need bunk beds? Do you need a day bed? Do you need a futon? Anything like that, Sleep Pittsburgh has. And they have them at great prices to where you will not have to take out a loan. So stop at Sleep Pittsburgh, 8th Avenue, Homestead, 412-462-7858. SleepPittsburgh.com. Check out their inventory. You can also get no credit check financing either by calling the number or by getting on sleeppittsburgh.com. That number again, 412-462-7858, Sleep Pittsburgh. All right, for the best sleep tonight. Okay, guys, we're going to get started here. NWA, let's get started with that. Billy Corgan is trying to air old archive ECW and old archive stuff from ECW and one other wrestling promotion on the CW. The CW has stepped up and said he is not allowed to air that stuff on here because the agreement was to only air the rest of the current wrestling shows on CW. All right, so that's NWA. We'll start with you, Smoke and Jim. What's your thoughts on this Billy Corgan thing with the CW?
Well, you know, I got to agree with the network. Shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Also, wrestlers with NWA, which I forgot to mention here, are leaving after their contracts because of a poor leadership. All right, Baba, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, you can't be doing that, but also, too, they had a skit where CW, I believe, is not happy with it, and they went a little bit more attitude error. So I don't know. Maybe NWA is in a little hot water with CW. I also heard that NXT was going to take that spot. I don't know. I just read a lot of stuff. But
Baba, you did it to me today. You took the wind right out of my sails.
Oh, Jesus.
Later on. Oh, man.
I'm just going to sit here and be quiet.
No, that's fine.
Jesus.
We'll talk about Drew McIntyre and Sami Zayn later, okay?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know nothing about that. I just know that you know, I don't know if they just had – I don't know if they have the CW due to that. Like, that's all I know.
The CW is not happy with it. I know that.
But they're not going to do that due to the fact of that skit, and you can't show stuff that you don't own, so he doesn't own that, and I don't know what Billy Corgan's doing. Like, he had a good thing, and it was good for the NWA, but right now, I don't know what's going to happen. You need to follow the rules of the networks, you know? And that's a religious network anyway.
That's it. When you have a network that is like the WWE now with SmackDown and Fox, they didn't reach the contract status to what Fox wanted money-wise. And now SmackDown's going bye-byes off of Fox. I have some insight tonight as to some spots they may land. So we'll let you know on that one later on. Impact Wrestling, Scott D'Amore had reached out and has had a meeting with Jeff Jarrett about returning to TNA Wrestling. According to Scott D'Amore, he said that was a positive. What are your thoughts, guys, on this? We'll start with you, Bubba.
Why would they even try to bring Jeff Jarrett back unless it's for a backstage stuff? They don't need him in the ring. AEW just has him. He shouldn't even be putting on TV because he's taking spots from younger guys. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I think Jeff Jarrett is a, you know, what they call ego monger, one of those kind of guys, you know, him and his wife being on TV. I think he's in, or maybe he's having one of those, what do they call, menopause kind of things, you know, a late bloomer kind of stuff, you know, wrestling-wise. He's a Hall of Famer. I don't know what else he wants. You know what I mean?
Right.
Smoke and Jim, what's your thoughts on this?
Hey, I agree with you and the Brew Crew, man.
All right. Next, ROH. Moog Embassy beat the Young Bucks and Hangman Page to retain to get back their six-man tag team belts. Samoa Joe on Wednesday has vacated the TV title. Thoughts on this? Start with you, Smoking Jim.
Well, I tell you what, man. What a match with him and Lee. I mean, they just beat the living daylights out of each other, man. It was very entertaining for the fans. But I was as shocked as everybody else when Samoa Joe laid down his belt and relinquished it, man. I was in shock.
Yeah, he's trying to go after MJF. He wants MJF's belt. He's going to try to go after him again. He's offered to help him with the, Jay White and his gang there, the Bullet Club. But he doesn't want no help from him. He doesn't trust Samoa Joe. And in some perspectives, I probably don't blame him. What's your thoughts on this stuff with ROH, Bubba?
Well, that, you know, the Young Bucks and Hangman, you know, they don't need to have any titles. You know, bring some other young talent, and Samoa Joe is a force. And I do like watching Samoa Joe on TV. I like his presentation in AEW and a Ring of Honor. I'm happy that he put the title down because he wants bigger things, guys. And the bigger things is the world championship. So that, and MJF could be very good in the ratings, I think.
All right, next we're going to do AEW, and we have some stuff from AEW. Today's AEW Wrestling Report is brought to you by Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. You ought to call Mata, 724-201-0500. Ask for Bill. Geothermal, furnaces, radiant floors, humidifier, service contracts, heat pumps, air conditioners, snow melt, air cleaners, UV lighting. All that from Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. They are the professionals at heating and air conditioning needs. Call Bill today, 724-201-0500. You've got to call Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. All right. The AEW news today is that the wrestlers are frustrated with the creative because of the last-minute decisions. That is not going very well with the wrestlers. I'm hearing bad ratings. TV ratings, bad attendance in AEW, and I got to give it to Conan. He said it, what, a few years back or more, that after the first year or two, that AEW was losing $50 million each year. Well, it turns out they're still continue to lose money and have not ever turned a profit, okay? And I understand that they are in the process of being down close to $200 million. And it needs to stop because the networks now, because they have a partnership with the network, and I guess the network gets money from them, you know, for stuff. And I guess the network now, TBS or Time Warner, is talking about canceling them out. And we may see the end of AEW if this doesn't start improving here real soon. And also, Jim Ross taking time off for a little while. Of course, he's had some health issues. We're going to go over the Full Gear card, at least until – it's not until – not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 18th. But we're going to go over the card a little bit here. But first, I want your thoughts on this. Smoke and Jim, start with you.
You know me, I don't believe any of that. Every week I watch, it's a sellout standing room only product. They got to be making money. But, you know, Bubba's a legendary wrestler and promoter, so he may have better insight on it than me. All I can do is look on TV and see that it's standing room only crowd and the fans love it.
What do you think, Bubba?
Well, thank you so much, Smoke and Jim, on those comments. Thank you so much. I believe it's all smoke and mirrors. I don't believe that they are actually, you know, being as bad as the people on these news dirt sheets are putting it out to be. Like, they have good buy ratings, I believe, for their pay-per-views. Now, they probably have to trim a little bit of fat, and Tony Khan cannot sign all these WWE guys right out of the gate. So maybe if he curbs that and trims some of the budget, and brings good matches, because the pay-per-view matches, they are some good matches, just a little bit long, and then tie that together. But, like, I agree with Smoke and Jim. I just don't think that they're going to come out of business, because it's a second viable thing besides WWE. People want different stuff. They don't want to drink Coke. They want to drink some Pepsi. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. All right, let's get started with the Full Gear card. AEW World Championship match, MJF versus Jay White. Start with you, Bubba.
MJF all the way. I can't see him dropping the strap. No doubt about
all right.
it.
How about you, Smoking Jim?
Yeah, MJF.
All right. I say the same thing. I don't see him dropping it either. I'm hearing stories. Now there's big-time rumors going around that he might drop it sometime in December because his contract's up at the end of the year and he's talking about going to the WWE. He has been talking about that for a long time. Question is whether that's going to happen, but we will find out. ROH Tag Team Title Belts, MJF with a partner to be determined versus the Guns. Do we see MJF beating the Guns like he beat the Righteous? I didn't think he'd beat the Righteous, but he did. I think he can beat the Guns. What's your thoughts? We'll start with you, Bubba.
I believe he'll probably get screwed over, and the Guns will get the tag team championship.
Well, that could happen. You're right on that. What do you think, Smoking Jim?
Well, it's hard to say until we find out who his tag team partner is going to be, but the chemistry is not going to be there, obviously. So I got to agree with Bubba and go with the Guns.
All right, AEW International Championship, Orange Cassidy versus John Moxley. I'm taking Moxley on this. I like Orange Cassidy. I'm hearing rumors now he needs to start. He's another Seth Rollins and another few of these other guys that have a heap of injuries and just won't calm down for a little bit. He's being advised by the medical staff, Orange Cassidy, take a little bit of time off and let others do some work here. I don't know, you know, if he's going to like that idea. I don't know what they're going to do, but Orange Cassidy versus John Moxley. I see John Moxley getting his revenge on this one. I think he's going to win this. Smoking Jim, we'll start with you.
I got to go with freshly squeezed. I'll go with Orange Cassidy on this one.
All right, how about you, Bubba?
I'm going to agree with Smoking Jim because Moxley is just as injured as speculated Orange Cassidy is. So, I mean, let Orange Cassidy keep wrestling. So they're both messed up, but Orange Cassidy got a lot more miles to go yet.
Yeah, I know that. John Moxley actually was advised by medical staff not to wrestle anymore. But you know what? You can't keep that man down. That's not going to happen. So. You know, they're going to continue to beat their bodies up, and that's what they get paid to do, so they're going to do it. Sting, Darby Allin, Adam Copeland versus Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, and Nick Wayne. You know what? I like Sting. I like Adam Copeland. I like Darby Allin, but I don't know. Christian Cage is a smart guy. Luchasaurus is a big guy. Nick Wayne, well, I don't know much about Nick Wayne. What do you think, Bubba?
I'm not a big Nick Wayne fan, but I do love Christian Cage on the mic. He is money. I see a big upset. I see Sting and Darby Allin, something happening, and I see the last match of Sting's career will be against Darby Allin to give him that great rub, I believe. So this is going to start a whole good storyline here. I could be wrong, though, but I'm just, you know, I'm just saying.
Smoking Jim.
Hey. Like Bubba said last year for the Stinger, I'm just going to roll with him.
All right, next, Swerve Strickland versus Hangman Page. Yeah, this is going to be, I think this is a toss-up. I call this my toss-up match. We'll go with you first, Smoking Jim.
But, Swerve took a hellacious beating after his match. on Wednesday night, so I don't know if he'll recover. He may be over there with Orange Cassidy, man, get treatment. But I'll go with Swerve.
What do you think, Bubba?
I'm gonna piggyback off of Smoking Jim. I'm going with Swerve because he's just doing so much now. He's getting the spotlight, and I'm not so much of a Hangman Page fan. I never was, so I'm gonna go with Swerve on that one.
Okay, here's an interesting match that was just recently created. Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho, who I actually thought were put together to take out the Don Callis family, versus the Young Bucks. Wow. All right. I'm taking Omega and Jericho on this one. What do you think, Bubba?
I'm going to agree with you, Ralph. I'm not a big Young Bucks fan, and, you know, Omega and Y2J, before they hang it up, will probably be, sooner or later, AEW Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, and I think the Young Bucks have kind of worn out their welcome a little bit. I think they're, whining and crying and complaining, and, I just think it's time for them to move on or do something else, get out of AEW. I think they're a little bitter about that VP thing and, you know. Omega's still willing to wrestle, so that's good. Chris Jericho was once in charge, too, so he's, still there, hanging in there with AEW. Smoking Jim?
Hey, it's unanimous. I'm going with you guys.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. That was our AEW wrestling report here. And coming up, we've got our WWE report. All right. So that's where we are with that. All right. Next, we're going to have sponsor for our WWE report is brought to you by P6 Auto Detailing in New Kensington. Call them today, 412-965-6578. Let the experienced professionals detail your car. You ever go to one of these crackpot places that simply says they can detail cars? And yeah, I'm sure they can really detail a car. But P6 Auto Detailing, they can detail a car. All right, believe me. They're experienced professionals, and they will detail your car and do it right. Call P6 Auto Detailing today. The number again, 412-965-6578, P6 Auto Detailing. All right. WWE news. Actually, I'll tell you what. We're going to go in. Before we do that, we're going to go into this. I got a couple small notes here that relates to Anthony Wilson, wrestler, is suing both the WWE and the AEW for plagiarism. Now, I have no clue who this guy is. All I know is that from what I've been told, he's suing for plagiarism. He claims there was something done in both wrestling companies, some kind of plagiarism. And this is something Smokin' Jim's going to like. Mandy Rose has announced on her X account that she is possibly joining either AEW or Impact because they are going to let her do her spreads, so she can do her spreads and still wrestle and not have to put up with the politics of the WWE. So there you go, Smoking Jim, your girlfriend Mandy Rose.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Smoking Jim, I want to personally thank you for voting for me as a write-in vote. I was running as a write-in vote against Bethany Hallam for Allegheny County Council Person at Large. I sort of came up kind of late about a month ago. I decided that I was going to run on a write-in vote. I'm going to be running in 4 years against her. I want to run these progressives out of this county, and the only way to do it is to run against them. And I'm going to be running in 4 years. I have already appointed two gentlemen to be my campaign advisors. I've already got things starting to roll. And as soon as I get some moolah together and a few other things, I think I might have a chance of beating Bethany Hallam. So I want to thank Smokin' Jim for his vote. And I want to thank all those out there who voted, because I got close to 3,000 write-in votes. So the power to the people of the write-in vote. So there you are.
Great job. How close was you with the 3,000 votes of winning? Were you kind of close?
No, not at all. She had 200,000 votes, Smoking Jim. 200,000.
Wow.
That was half a pepperoni there.
And her opponent had 141,000. I wasn't even close.
Wow.
So, yeah. But like I said, you know, there's always 4 years from now. So
that's like Ralph, that's like the WWE, and you're an independent wrestling promotion.
Yeah, exactly. But I got to tell you, though, the progressives out of four races, Bethany was the only one Sarah Amorato won, okay, out of all the races of the four. She won, and Bethany had already been elected. And two of the district justices that were progressives that were doing this dollar bail stuff and this doing this letting people out about a week ago, another progressive magistrate just let a guy off on no bail for a sucker punch of a city police officer. So this stuff has to stop. Two of the four district justices in Allegheny County that are progressives were voted out. So the progressives are only one for four. Okay, in the passing game. So I just want to let everyone know, one for four. So Sarah Amorato was the only one that won as far as the progressives went. Matt Dugan lost, and two district justices lost. So they, you know, it's going to happen. Just going to take some time. All right, let's get back into wrestling here. WWE LA Knight is being traded to Raw to compete for the World Heavyweight Championship against Seth Rollins. Thoughts on this, gentlemen? And then I have something else about LA Knight that's rather disturbing, but I kind of expected it, but I didn't think it was going to happen, but it is. And Cody Rhodes will be moved to SmackDown to in a trade. Cody wants to go after Roman Reigns in WrestleMania 40, and they're getting that set up. And LA Knight is going to go after Seth Rollins. All right. But anyway, guys, what's your thoughts on both of those?
Well,
start with
well,
you, Smoking
Jim. I'm sorry.
Well, I think it's LA Knight's time. And, man, Seth Rollins is awful. Wow. He's awfully beat up and broke up. So it could be the handing off of the baton to LA Knight. That's what the crowd wants. And the ratings definitely will favor him moving on, even though Seth is very popular. But, I just don't see it happening for Cody Rhodes. It's just for some reason, and Bubba said it a long time ago, for some reason, man, as popular as Cody Rhodes is, I just don't see him, winning one of the major belts.
What do you think, Bubba?
Well, them trade. I watched that pay-per-view. I mean, LA Knight was, so close, which I knew I picked him, but it didn't happen. Now they make this trade, this speculated trade. If they do that, you know, he goes against Seth. He's so popular. He got a title, so he's the champion. You know, he can still play to the fans. Fans will love him. And then Cody goes to SmackDown, Smoking Jim's. I don't know if they're going to let Cody complete that story, but it's a long, long story, so it depends on how it's written. Do they give it to him at the end of the story, or do they let Roman just keep it and Cody never gets it? That's what we all going to have to watch, and that's going to be a long time. So WrestleMania is coming around a corner. By that time, we'll know.
Oh, absolutely. Kyrie Sane is back, and his friends with Io Sky. Rumor is we're going to see her leave Damage Control, Io Sky, and we're going to see Kyrie Sane go up against Bayley and the destruction of Damage Control. All right, let's start with you, Bubba.
Well, I thought it was great when she came out, but the sad part about it, it happened overseas. They got no response. Nobody knew who she, they just don't love ladies wrestling like we do over here. You know why, so I don't even know why they even do that. I think Bayley's going to be the odd man out. I thought it was Dakota Kai, but I was, mistaken because of the hair. So does Bayley and Dakota Kai tag up against, the Japanese connection? Because I heard there's more coming. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
All right. How about you, Smoking Jim?
Hey, I'm laughing because I agree with Bubba on this one.
All right, we have 411. 411. It's nice that everyone in the drive time on their way home from work or where it was store in the middle of the afternoon is listening to this program. And I really appreciate everyone who is listening here. 411. Wow, that is great. And I said if everyone calls somebody and gets one person, we can double it. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're doubling it right now. So, all right, next, Logan Paul, who is now the new U.S. champion, is working out at the WWE Performance Center and is officially a SmackDown competitor. All right. Guys, I know you guys like Logan Paul. I'm not a big Logan Paul fan. I don't like part-time wrestlers. This guy is part-time. I would rather have somebody, and I got some news for everyone about Roman Reigns, too. This part-time stuff with him is going to maybe ending soon because WWE is getting frustrated with this stuff, at least the new Endeavor people are. Logan Paul, to me, is a part-time wrestler. If he's going to perform and defend this title, he needs to defend it like he should, like every other champ has in the past. All right? We'll start with you, Bubba.
Well, it's just, it's hard. I'm speechless. Let's put it that way. I'm just, I got nothing on that right now.
Yeah, I know. It's a hard one to project. Smoking, Jim?
You know, whatever Roman Reigns want to do, man. It's his show. It's his time. I know it could be frustrating for some people, but it's been working. It's been working for over 1,000 days, and it's going to continue to work no matter who's sitting at the head of the table in the administration for the WWE.
All right, here we are. I got the update stuff on Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns' championship match between Roman and LA Knight go down. Oh, I'm sorry. The WWE board of directors are frustrated because of the results of that match. And Endeavor is going to try to make Roman Reigns sign a new contract. And if he's going to be a part-time wrestler, he cannot be a champion. Now, I don't know how that's going to fit here. But and also, I want to let everyone know Shane and Stephanie have officially been hired back to the company to work with Triple H. The three of them are in charge now, along with the Khan guy as well. Okay, so with all that, and of course Vince McMahon's no longer involved, more or less. But you know, I think he's involved behind the scenes anyway. I'm not even worried about that, but. This is what the board of directors are frustrated. We're frustrated with the outcome of the match. And they want to lay some guidelines down for the championship. I don't know how much further this is going to go or what kind of teeth this has. We'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
Ooh. Man, I'm like Bubba on this one. I need your input on this one, Ralph. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, the board of directors and, you know, it's a whole new ball game, whole new, what they call captains of the ship, Endeavor and this new board, you know, they're not going to put up with this, I guess. And, you know, what do you think, Bubba?
Well, Roman Reigns, his title regime, all these days, he only has he doesn't have the championship defended. Like I seen the thing about Hogan recently. Hogan had like quadruple. They're just going to do what they want, this new corporation, and I don't know if they want to do it, because like I said before, this is speechless, this Roman Reigns stuff. I don't know if he wants to keep doing it, or he was going to go into acting or whatever, because his time is his time. But they can go different ways, but I don't think they can bring anybody into the bloodline unless it's somebody that's way more popular than Roman. So I don't know. So I'm just throwing it up against the wall and see what kind of picture I'm putting up, I guess.
Remember back in school, guys, I don't know if you guys encountered this. Remember back in school when they used to wet toilet paper and throw it up on the ceiling or throw it at each other or whatever in the bathroom? Yeah. So, yeah, that's the way I'm looking at this. Or a dartboard, and you just throw darts at a board and see what comes up, you know. So, all right, CM Punk has resumed talks with the WWE. Now, where that's going to go, no one knows. All right, but I do.
Chicago.
Go ahead, Bubba.
Chicago, the 25th of November. He's coming out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? WWE, I said this many times, they'd be fools if they don't sign CM Punk. They would
be
fools.
Because
and
he
you know what?
MMA stuff. So
and WWE could have it all real soon. If some of these people, some of these guys from AEW and some of these NWA folk start working their way up into the WWE. NWA wrestlers, as I mentioned earlier, when their contracts are up, they're going bye-byes, a lot of these guys.
But where are they going to go? Because some of those NWA wrestlers aren't viable enough to be higher up on AEW or WWE TV. So, you know, like AEW has all these wrestlers, guys, but what about if WWE has all these wrestlers? It'll be all flooded, you know. One company be too flooded. You won't see everybody.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm hearing MLW might even be folding up real soon here. They lost some kind of a – they were supposed to go to TV, too, and they lost the deal or something.
That's
and
not
I'm
good.
Hearing they're having yeah, they're having issues. So I don't know. We'll find out as we go. Triple H, due to pressure from the board, may have to reverse the decision from the match between Roman Reigns and LA Knight. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? If this happens, man, I don't know. I just don't know. If this happens, guys, where does WWE go in the future? Which means every match that is the referee's decision is final, but now we're going to reverse decisions. Is that now where we're going to go? Is that what this looks like, guys? Bubba, what do you think? We'll start
it's
with you.
It's like almost like instant replay in the NFL, you know. I take it up to the press box if the foot's on the ropes or if they get the three count.
Yeah.
I believe there was a botch from the referee, and he almost counted three or whatever. I think there was a mishap when it was close to the ropes and Roman put his foot on the ropes. So I think there was a botch, and I think they're just covering their backside, but I hope they don't do that because, you know what, the referee's decision is final.
All right, we have 456 listening right now, 456 people. Smoke and Jim, what do you think of this?
It'll never happen. I mean, come on, Roman Reigns is modern-day Bruno Sammartino, man. There's no way they're going to you're not talking about taking his title. Maybe giving LA Knight another shot at the title, if that's what you're talking about, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I believe they're going to do.
They'll never take Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns will hold on to the title as long as he wants it.
Well, we'll see here. I see some whip cracking possibly happening, but we'll find out. When the money stops coming in, we'll see how that works. So, all right. Okay. Here's something that's I heard a rumor about that rather disturbs me, but you know what? I kind of thought it might happen. There may not be no more push for L.A. Knight. I'm hearing stories. He has a bad attitude
crazy.
In the locker room.
That's crazy. That can't be true. There is no way.
I've read many reports on this. Brother.
Yeah,
this is not.
Hey, Ralph. Hey, Ralph and Bubba,
yes.
Is he another George Pickens?
Oh, my gosh.
That was a good one. Ralph, a lot of these writers sometimes, they just throw stuff to put on the wall like, you know, speculate. But L.A. Knight, I mean, he was so over in Saudi Arabia. They are going to tap that and take it to the moon. Now, if they switch him up, like you said, to trade him to Monday Night Raw, and he gets a title, that he's still viable. People are still going to be watching it. You know, LA Knight is that he's been at that spiel his whole career. I was watching some old stuff. He's been doing that promos his whole life in his wrestling life. So I can't see that. I cannot see him. No, then I'll be wrong probably, and that'll be it. But
all righty, okay. Next, Drew McIntyre has signed a new contract with the WWE, and we're going to answer the guy from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Let's see here. Yeah, Jack. He wants to know if Drew is going to become a heel. I believe he will. We're going to find out when. We'll start with you, Bubba. What do you think?
I thought he was going to win that title last week. Doesn't matter if he's a heel or he's a babyface. I'm all in with Drew because he had the championship during COVID. He never got the opportunity to defend it in front of fans being a champion, and I think WWE maybe will get him an opportunity. I don't care if he's a heel or he's a face. I don't care. I like Drew.
How about you, Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I'm a huge Drew fan. He's outstanding. I can't understand why it's been so long for him not to get a title. I did think also, like Bubba said, I thought he was going to beat Seth Rollins. But for some reason, I don't know. But, yeah, I could see him being a heel, definitely.
All right. Let's see here. What else we got going on here? All right, WWE and UFC have removed Ronda Rousey from their rosters and information and archives. Everything that's Ronda Rousey oriented has been removed from both WWE and Ultimate Fighting. Supposedly, Ronda Rousey is supposed to be going to one of the other wrestling companies, AEW or Impact, or she may go to Bellator or one of them companies to do some kind of MMA work. Or she might get into acting. Who knows what Ronda Rousey is going to do. We'll start with you, Smoking Jim. What do you think about Ronda Rousey?
I don't think, and Bubba can help me out on this one, I don't think she wrestles enough, is active enough to go to one of the other federations and be successful. I think it's either WWE or acting, and I think that it's probably she's probably leaning towards, if the WWE is doing all of that, she's probably got a few acting roles, you know, in her future.
What do you think, Bubba?
I'm going to agree with Smoking Jim. I mean, she's going to be she could be a huge action star. Now, I know she has a Roderick Strong's wife she's friends with in AEW, and she did that independent stuff, but she's not – if she goes back into wrestling, it's going to be WWE, I think, if she ever goes back. But her style is just – it's just a train wreck for me. It doesn't mesh well with the ladies – of WWE in the ring, you know, it just. I think she thinks she's, you know, since she was a world champion in MMA, that comes to her. But realistically, the MMA is different than professional wrestling, and she just doesn't look crisp. So I think she just goes into acting, and she could do whatever she wants to do. She's Ronda Rousey, but
yeah, exactly. But here's the deal, guys, and I agree with you on this, Bubba. She don't wrestle. If there was ever has to be a long match that draws out to 30 minutes or 45 minutes,
she can't do it.
She can't survive.
She can't do it.
No.
She can't work a 12-minute match.
No. No, she don't have enough in her repertoire to be able to do that. Okay, let's bring on Mark Mancini. Mark, how are you? 502.
Oh, man, the boards are blowing up. You guys are tearing it up. And let me get to some of these questions. Dalen coming in from Chelmsford, Mass. He goes, Priest is going to be getting his briefcase back from Sami Zayn and going to be the next champion. I don't know what you guys are talking about, Damian Priest. Dalen, I've said this before. You can't start happy hour 3 hours before happy hour starts. And Damian Priest, to me, is a big he's a big guy, thug type of guy, but he has no mic skills, and he needs a quartet to keep him moving. Damian Priest is not going to be a champion. If he is a champion, it's going to be for 5 seconds. I don't know what you guys think on Dalen from Chelmsford. Ralph, and then we'll give it over to Smoking Jim and Bubba.
Yeah, I don't see Damian Priest being a champ at all.
No.
I don't. I don't, you know. Bubba?
Well, in that faction, the guy who's going to be somebody, we already know, and Smoking Jim will agree, is Dom. And Rhea Ripley is the big parts of that faction.
Yeah, Smoking Jim.
Well, hey, Bubba said it all. I agree with Bubba.
Well, here's the thing on that, guys, if I can chime in on it. I think Dom, you know, I don't like his wrestling skills. I think he's living off his daddy's, you know, resume to a certain extent because he just doesn't show me anything. And they've kind of built that whole thing up. I mean, any one of us can get out there and get the heat too and pretend we're not, you know, hearing what they're saying and try to talk and all this thing. I don't really care, and I never really cared for Dominic Mysterio even when he was a face. I just think he's one of those kind of guys that's, you know, making do with his daddy's resume. Maybe not so much his daddy's money, but his daddy's resume, definitely. And they're keeping him around because, you know, if he had won the belt in the other federation, why aren't you over there? Why do you keep coming back to the WWE? And the only thing it is just to keep get relevancy. And if nobody paid attention to this guy, then his stock would drop down dramatically. And I think eventually you're going to see it. The only reason he's not a Braun Strowman or a Keith Lee is his daddy's resume. I don't know what you guys think, if you want to chime in on that.
Yeah, I will in a second, Mark. I got to pay a couple bills here. Bold and travel mobility. Are you handicapped, disabled? Do you use a wheelchair like I do? Are you down? Are you just felt? You just feel down because you want a wheelchair that folds? Well, you need a power chair that folds. Yes, you do. So, you know what? Life can be better. Well, I have the solution for your problem. Fold and Travel Mobility, the specialists at having the best folding power chairs. Call their professionals today at Fold and Travel Mobility, 1-800-GOT-FOLD. That's 1-800-GOT-FOLD and foldandtravelmobility.com. And check, and one of their experts will get on and chat with you right on the website. Do not be down. Call today. That number, 1-877-GOT-FOLD. Don't be sad. Get glad. Fold and Travel Mobility. All right. I want to talk to you today about Bon Journey, the cover band for Bon Jovi and Journey songs. Now, this Saturday's Mercury Lounge at Lakewood, Ohio show has been postponed. This November 18th, next Saturday, they will be at the 31 Bar in Bridgeville, which is owned by former Penguin goalie Ken Reckitt. So November 18th show is a go. November 11th, the Mercury Lounge show this Saturday in Lakewood, Ohio, is a no-go. All right, so I just want to let everyone know that. Sorry about the inconvenience on that. That was out of the band's control. All right, I want to talk to you today as well about Hillcrest Farm in Richmond, Ohio. Hay, grain, beef. Call them today, 740-346-5442, 740-632-2894. Email them at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com. Check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com, and at Facebook, Hillcrest Farm. Don't forget about their package deals. Ground beef box, $95, 20 pounds of ground beef, and they are shipping. So get on hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com and check out their inventory of and their package deals and what kind of what they have to offer. Hay, grain, beef, not that stupid, silly, fake stuff. It is, it's hay, grain, pure beef right off the farm. Call them today. Again, 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894. Hillcrest Farm, Richmond, Ohio, 45 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. All right, Mark, real quick here, I want to say congrats to Corey Graves, Jim Polinsky, and his wife Carmella. They just had a baby. So they just had their first child. So congratulations to them. Also, NXT is possibly moving to the CW, and the pay-per-views in WWE will be moving to Friday nights. Jonathan Coachman has officially resigned, stepped down from the WWE. In a report, he said that he was discouraged about the way he was treated by the WWE over the many years, and he is real disgusted and said that he is leaving and is done, is never coming back. SmackDown and NXT will also be moving. SmackDown could be moving to Thursday night and to a new network, and they're looking at the FX or USA, whoever gets the right bid. And that is it for me. We can do some open conversation. Mark can take some more of our comments here. Mark, go ahead.
Well, Albert from Poway coming in and more or less says he's going to name some guys that have basically took the money or, you know, basically made money off their brother, next of kin, or the resume followers. He's put Shane McMahon in this. Stephanie McMahon is in this. Chad Gable is in this. So these are the guys he's adding to the one I started with, the guys living off the resume with Donna McMysterio.
Yeah, but get back to Dominic. If Dominic could put like maybe 10 to 15 pounds of mass on, he will be more incredible than he is, because he can cut the promo. And he can still do the Lucha Libre stuff because of his dad. And that mass, he just got to get some mass to him. That is the only thing that he's missing that's a key component to his total wrestling persona, I believe. Like, and I don't know where Chad Gable, I don't know who he was piggybacking, but I don't know if he was piggybacking anybody. So I'm going to just throw it
to the maybe
caller.
Chad Gable's piggybacking Otis. I don't think so either.
Let me talk to you. Shoes.
390.
So, all right, guys.
Wait, anybody want to comment? Smoking Jim, do you want to comment on Albert or Conway?
No, I tell you what, man, Bubba, I've been following Bubba's lead. Everything I would say, Bubba's already said it. So,
well, thank God bless you. But, yeah, I mean, somebody just, like they said, they just throw that out there. Chad Gable is a former Olympic wrestler, and I don't know who he was piggybacking off of to get anywhere because he works very, very hard. Now, they put him in a crazy gimmick. That's not – when they put you in a gimmick, you have nothing, no say. They want to see what you can do, and then they put you in these crazy gimmicks. You can't say no. You got to do it, you know.
Yeah, let me get one more in. So that way we get Dan coming in from Visalia says, guys, your show is picking up steam. I follow you wherever you go. Thanks for the update. I'll be listening next week at 5:30 on my drive home. By the way, were you guys surprised at the WWE, with all the conflict going on in the Middle East and everything, that they would take this act over there? I was definitely thinking this thing was going to be shut down. I'm surprised. I mean, how much protection can people get going over there? Your thoughts. And Dan brings up a great point, man. I thought they should have shut it down, too. I would have never went with all that crap going on over there, even though with the protection. I don't know. Ralph, Smoking Jim, Bubba, we'll go in that order.
Well, like Leo Haggerty always says, Mark, and I don't know if you ever heard him say it, it's all about the Benjamins, okay? They were not going to lose money on this by canceling it. So what they did was, it was supposed to be in their stadium outside. They had bad weather, bad security, I guess. They decided to put it into an indoor arena that looked like it was NXT and looked like a AEW event instead of a WWE event because it looked kind of small. And they moved it into an indoor arena and had the affair. It's almost like COVID. I mean, you know, I think they probably would have done it without anybody. The Saudis and the WWE didn't want to lose money on this. They put this, they took months to put this event together, probably. There's a lot of logistics involved in this. And to shut it down would have lost them a ton of money. Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I agree that I think they were very safe as long as the women didn't show too much cleavage.
Why didn't I know you were going to say that, Smoking Jim?
Here we go. We got Lance coming in from
Bubba.
Pensacola, Florida, and he goes, "Ralph, were you the pilot
on Conway?"
Yeah, Lance from Pensacola, Florida, goes, "Ralph, were you the pilot on Conair? That thing wasn't in Saudi Arabia. That thing was in Columbus, Ohio." Propped up in Saudi Arabia. Second of all, the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl, and you guys can all join my ass in Vegas when we crown America's team again. Wow, here's another guy that starts happy hour a little early. He might start it early in the morning.
No doubt.
Be drunk right about now.
You know,
when the bars open up in the morning, it's something called liquid breakfast. You know, and I think he's had a little too much liquid
courage. But the courage is, like, we get back to the Saudi Arabia comment, I don't even think they should ever go over there anyway because all the shows and the events are terrible. The ladies cannot – I mean, if I want to see everybody in sauna suits wrestling, you know, I'll go somewhere else. It takes away from the ladies. It takes away from the event because they got to fly over the storylines. If you pan the crowd, there's no females in the crowd hardly. You could pick one or two. They're not allowed to watch it, I don't think, over there. So it's all money based. I just don't think they should ever go over there. But they never have a good show over there, and they don't have any matches that you could actually remember that's like a 5-star match. It's terrible.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And now we got Bill coming in from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. He basically says, I guess the Saudi Arabia slogan is, "I'm class and you're trash."
Well, you ever been to McKeesport? I wrestled there one time. They chased me. They were going to chase me to my car. It was a riot.
Oh, man. Hey, we got a top 10. Ralph, we're having so much fun. I should just bypass the Philly show and continue this entourage. Man, we are picking up steam here.
I got the top 10 real quick, guys. All right, you ready? Top 10 people, wrestlers with bad mic skills. Okay,
oh
bad mic skills. Mark will like this one. All right. Number 10, Ahmed Johnson. Remember him?
Yeah, he's terrible.
Number nine, Psycho Sid.
God, I love Psycho Sid too, but no,
Softball season.
Number eight,
he ain't coming. You know.
Number eight, Scott Steiner.
Yeah,
I don't know. Scotty's pretty good. He's funny.
Yeah.
All right, number seven, the Ultimate Warrior.
Definitely. Should be higher.
He should be higher. Yeah, yeah, exactly. He should. All right, 6A and 6B, like Smoking Jim does with his top tens. Okay. All right, 6B is Damian Priest, and 6A, Steve Blackman.
Oh, my God. Steve Blackman hardly talked.
The last four should be the Judgment Day. Dominic and Balor, man, that should be – those guys got to be the list, man.
Okay, I could do this. 5A and 5B. 5A is Jake Hager, Jack Swagger, and 5B is Finn Balor.
Both of them are terrible. They're not real good on the mic at all.
Yes, exactly. Number four, Tamina Snuka.
She's got awful.
Yeah. Number three, Dana Brooke.
We're gonna run out of time here,
but Joey from Bucks County said Jack Swagger reminded me of the father on my three sons.
Brooke doesn't have to talk. Dana Brooke is
Gosh. All right, guys, here we go. Number two, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
All
right. Number one and one A, 1B. 1B, the British Bulldog, and 1A, Brock Lesnar. So there you go.
No, I think Brock's not bad. Wow. His best mic spot when he did the MMA, when he just went off promo. He just did his own stuff. He's better at it. I think the Ultimate Warrior should have been number one. He was just going awful.
Oh, God.
Warriors.
I love Psycho Sid, and you know he was a good one. But yeah, you're right, his mic skills were. We're wrapping it up, guys, as we get this thing flying around here. Boy, an hour goes by quick, and I know back next week we'll be on 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. They might be chasing the Brooklyn Brawler around Pittsburgh right now with the siren going in the background. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks. It's going to be probably an archive version, unless we figure out a day on that one to let you listeners know. We've approached almost 600. Man, oh, man, it's exciting. Bubba, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. It's so blessed to have you each and every week with your shows and everything you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Let everybody know and give me your sure shot.
Well, it's always good to be on a show with you guys. Everybody can get a hold of me at the Triple B Experience on Facebook, and you can subscribe to the YouTube channel where I have all these shows, Steelers, pop culture, and professional wrestling interviews. I do it all. So thank you, guys. Thank you, America.
He's great. Hey, Smoking Jim, you're all over the place. If you're not roaming the sidelines over there at Acushnet Stadium with the Steelers, it's the beautiful women in the Pittsburgh Strip District. Let everybody know they can get a hold of you, my brother.
Breaking news. They banned all drugs in Dallas. That's why they signed Martavius Bryant. Instagram. Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook. Frazier.
And Ralph, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. I know we're going to reconvene tomorrow, and give me a sure shot if you got one real quick.
I do not have one right now, but I will say this. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., the External Bum Podcast, Mark Mancini, Ralph Williams, Scott Morgenroth, JT Toth, filling in for Joe Kuglis as well. And you can get me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, X platform, YouTube channel. I have my own YouTube channel in Beaver County Radio, Tuesdays, 5 to 6 p.m., Smoking Jim Frazier, Ralph Williams. We have the best sports talk show in Western Pennsylvania right now, and we're going 2 hours starting January 2. And this Tuesday, J.J. Curtis from InfUp Sports to talk about Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals, and Ed Nicola to talk about high school football playoffs. So we're going to have a great show once again this coming Tuesday.
Well, and yours truly, Mark Mancini. This will be coming up the third of four shows. Philadelphia WWE next with Bob Walters out in New York. And right after that, the Doc Talk podcast, on to the Penguins and Kings. And we will see you next week. I'll think of all you guys when I'm down there with the Pens. I know it'll be half the stadium with the arena would probably be Penguin fans, but we'll definitely find out and cue them in. Till then, have a blessed one. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We love you. Thank you very much for following us wherever we are. Good night, everybody.